and welcome to Mailbox wherever you are listening to us. It's good to know that you are out there because your emails from around the world never cease coming. This one arrived from Atlanta from our listener Jay Ham.
Hello, Radio Prague. I don't write in often, but I wanted to say thanks for the special from September the 28th. The story about Sir Winton and the Munich Agreement was very good and pretty in-depth. Also, the story in magazine about Heiko, the baboon. Man, he is my hero. Thankfully, he's safe. And finally, this crazy happening at the Rudolfinum Concert Hall. I thought classical music people were, like, sophisticated or something. Too funny. To all the staff of the English service, thanks for producing good shows on a shoestring budget. And have a nice October.
Thank you, too. And I must say, October has so far been treating us kindly. But colder days are ahead, and some of our listeners are apparently already thinking about Christmas. This is from Vernon Snyder from the United States.
Do you have the Czech lyrics for O Holy Night? And if you know of any place I can hear it in Czech, I would appreciate it if you would let me know where.
The Czech name of this carol by the French composer Adolphe Adam is Dny zázraků a přání, and it is sung by the Czech pop legend Karel Gott.
Jdou zasknáš dny zázraků a přání, kdy náměstím půvab dá bílý sní. Jdou zas k nám a z údolí a strání zpěv chorů zní v tóninách svátečních.
Just for your information, the best-known Czech Christmas carols can be found on our website, recorded 5 years ago by the Radio Prague Choir. You can also find the scores and lyrics there. John Seawright from the United States sent us this query.
I would be very grateful if you could let me know the names of Emma Destinova's brothers and the address she lived at in January 1929.
All I could find is that Emma was the eldest of 5 children born into a well-to-do Prague family. Her father, Emanuel Kittel, was a brewery owner and also a mining entrepreneur. Emma Destinová died in České Budějovice on the 28th of January 1930. In the year 1914 or 1916, according to some sources, she bought a castle in the town of Stráž nad Nežárkou in South Bohemia, where she resided until her death. But whether Emma Destinová was staying at her castle in January 1929, I was unable to find. And Stephen Hrebenach from the United States.
I recently heard that there was consideration of reversing a law in Slovakia that requires the suffix ova to be added to a woman's family name. I didn't realize that this is a law. Is the same true in the Czech Republic? I'd always thought that it was just tradition and not something that was a legal matter. Can you explain the origins of women using ova in many parts of Central and Eastern Europe?
The suffix ova is a variant of the possessive suffix ova. So a woman's surname is derived from her husband's or father's surname only with the added suffix. So if someone is called Novák, his daughter or wife will be Nováková. If a man's surname is technically an adjective, the female version behaves like a normal adjective in the feminine gender. So Mr. Nový's wife is called Nová. Some Czech surnames do not change for grammar reasons. Mr. Janku's wife is Mrs. Janku, and also traditionally foreign surnames ending in vowels do not change and do not have to under current legislation. It is very similar in Slovak, but slightly different in Russian, where the suffix ova is the feminine counterpart of the masculine suffix of, both being possessive adjectives. And Steve Shirley from the United Kingdom asked this question.
Could you tell me if there is an English version of Jiří Šulc's new novel, Two Against the Reich, as mentioned on your website? If so, where can I buy a copy?
I'm afraid no English edition of that book is available, even though the author originally did write the book in English. But as he could not find a publisher, he put it out in Czech instead. And that's all the listeners' questions we have time for today. Before I say goodbye, let me repeat our October competition question once again. Our mystery man was born in Prague on October the 5th, 1781. He was a learned man, a Catholic priest, but also a mathematician, theologian, philosopher and logician. As a lecturer at Prague University, he was known for his anti-militaristic views. His views were seen as too liberal by the authorities, and he was dismissed from the university and exiled to the countryside. His works had not been fully published until the middle of the 20th century. Please send us your suggestions by the end of October. We await your answers as well as your reception reports, questions and comments at english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 1299 Prague. Thanks for listening. Until next week, bye-bye.